The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here in the Outdoorsman Radio Show with...
Good morning. It's me.
It's Robin. She's with us this morning, and we're thankful to have her here. So, our phone number is 410-WCBM-680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. If you'd like to listen or you'd like to call, we'd love to have you call us here at that number and discuss anything you want to talk about. Now, first hour, we talked about the National Rifle Association. It is changing its corporate structure and is moving from its current location to in New York to Texas. And they are seeking some protection as they undergo this transformation and their change of corporate identity, seeking protection under the laws of the bankruptcy court. And so perfectly legal, perfectly fine to do that, but you know, the headline from the news media is, you know, NRA goes bankrupt moving to Texas. Well, it's a little more to it than that. And if you actually go to the National Rifle Association, NRA.org, you can read the press release from their standpoint and what they're saying about why they're leaving. Their political climate in New York is not conducive to doing good business. Now, also keep in mind, National Rifle Association owns a couple of large events, the SHOT Show, S-H-O-T, Shooting, Hunting, Outdoors Trade Show, and the Harrisburg Show, which is called the Great American Outdoor Show. They own those two and have been unable to have either of those in the last 2 years due to the COVID pandemic. The show in Harrisburg is, well, I guess they had them last February, but the show in Harrisburg, which generates a tremendous amount of revenue at the, and, you know, they advertise here on this show, it didn't take place, is not going to take place this year. Same way with the SHOT Show. It takes place in January. All the trade shows, for the most part, of the national organizations have been canceled or postponed this year, including our own Maryland Bowhunter Society. If you read that the Bowhunter Society was going to have their event March 20th at Michael's of 8th Avenue, that was the plan. However, that plan got changed not by the Maryland Bowhunter Society, but Michael's 8th Avenue has gone out of business. So they lost their venue. So take a look at July, I believe the 24th, at Kurtz Beach in Pasadena. That's the new plan. We haven't confirmed that, but that's the proposal on the table, is July 24th for the Maryland Bowhunter Society benefit. So we'll confirm all that and get back to our listeners on that as well. So, if you'd like to comment on the NRA, we'd love to hear your comments. If you'd like to comment on fishing, we'd love to hear your comments. If you'd like to comment on something else, we'd love to hear your comments. So, hunting season is winding down. Got a few options left. We have, for deer, we have the archery season until the end of the month. For wild turkeys, there's a 3-day season next, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. There's the snow geese and Canada geese and duck season still in effect for a while. And we've got rabbits and squirrels into the end of February. So there you go. You can take a lot of opportunities if you still want to get in the outdoors. So 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Give us a call. Our producer is Chris Klaproth. He's busy screening calls and making sure everything flows well in the studio. And good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Alan. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
Anybody on the line?
No, sir.
Hmm.
After that flurry of calls during the 5 o'clock hour, everybody's just listening. We need people to call in.
I think they like to hear, you know, some of the commentary on this end and then call and comment, which is what I hope they will do. So, but the NRA's not getting a, NRA's not getting a lot of play, is it? For some reason. National Rifle Association. I would think that people would be excited about the about that on one way or the other. But I will tell you this, if you take a look at 2A Maryland, the website, and you signed up for their news release, there's another glut of gun bills, anti-gun bills, coming up in the Maryland General Assembly that convened this week. It's not looking good. Of course, they've restricted the access to the Capitol now, so there won't be those huge rallies of people there.
They've actually declared a state of emergency in Maryland for that event.
Oh, they did?
Mm-hmm.
State of emergency for Maryland for...
the inauguration.
Oh, for the inauguration of what's-his-face.
Yep.
Yeah. But I would, if I were you, I would take a look at this 2A Marylanders. They're the best out there for... you know, looking at the bills and that type of thing. So, there's just, I'm not even going to read them because most of them aren't going to get passed. Most of them are just going to get, debated and then tabled. But, you know, the gun bills and stuff. But if it's egregious, and it's coming after you and your firearms and your ammunition, they're going to try and go for it. Like House Bill 175, it's called Public Safety, Ammunition, Sales, and Transfers, a pointless and unworkable bill to require the NICS background check, National Instant Check System background check, which are illegal under federal law, and registration of ammunition sales. It will only result in encouraging the buyer to drive to neighboring states to purchase ammunition and foster black market sale of ammunition. That's just one of our little favorites that's up there right now. So, okay. I don't know. I'll have to look, Chris, if that's legit or not, but we'll figure it out. Okay. Let's talk to Matt. Good morning, Matt. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. What's up?
Just headed St. Michael's to go goose hunting.
There you go.
Yep.
Well, there's plenty of geese here in Talbot County. I do know that.
Yeah, we've been doing well.
Yeah.
Here.
One and done.
One and done.
Mm-hmm.
We got a big snow goose hunt on the 6th. I'm kind of looking forward to that.
That so sounds good.
Good day.
That sounds real good. So
that deer, that's a big buck.
Did you see that one?
I did.
On Facebook? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what we said. Wow. Exactly.
Yep. All right. Well, you guys, enjoy your day.
All right. Well, hey, wait. What size shot are you using for the Canadas?
BB.
BB? I like BBs for all waterfowl, actually.
Yep.
Yeah. So, yeah, I like them to just fold and drop.
That's so. It.
All right, man. Have a good day.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yes, sir. See you later. All right. And Ronald. Good morning, Ronald.
Morning, Ronald.
Good morning, Miss Robin. Good morning, Alan. How y'all doing?
Doing good.
Doing great.
Great. Great show, great show. I enjoyed the topic. I'm listening to it and everything. Miss Ruth, she's doing fine. And enjoying the show, Alan. Really enjoying the show. I'm learning a lot.
Cool.
That's good. Glad to hear it.
Yeah. How are y'all doing? Okay.
Everybody's staying healthy
right. To this point, so it's all good.
How about you too? Everybody's staying healthy.
Thank you for everything, Alan. And like I say, I'll still continue on listening to the show, man.
Well, we thank you.
Okay, thank
all
you.
All right, Ron. Take care, buddy. Bye-bye.
All right, y'all too.
Bye-bye. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And we await your call right here. So. Yes. Dead air. Say something, Robin.
Huh?
I said dead air. I can't think of anything. Say something.
Hi, everybody.
Huh? Have you guys received any emails as far as recipes recently?
No.
Thank you, Chris.
No, we haven't really. We got a couple emails this morning from some listeners that were really kind and really nice. Charles said, thank you for your kindness. This is why we love this show. And thank you for your email. And then John said, wished us well, talked about snow. He said, nice in the woods after snow. You know, you just about feel it when you mention it. Sun hits on some snow and a limb and a big dump onto the ground and birds and chipmunks popping up in it. So it's the simple things in life, isn't it? Yep, John, it is. The simple things.
On that show that I was watching the other day where they were hunting the rabbit?
Yeah.
They actually had a little fire in a cast iron pan and were frying the rabbit pieces out in the middle of the field.
Oh, that sounds good. That sounds good.
Have you ever had a shore lunch, Robin?
What's a shore lunch?
With fish, where you actually cook the... You catch the fish, you clean them,
yeah,
you cook them
right
on...
Oh, yeah, with my dad all the time.
Yeah.
Especially down on Hatteras.
Yep. There used to be a thing in Pennsylvania in March, and it probably still is. I don't know how many people fish for suckers anymore.
What are suckers?
Suckers are suckers. That's the name of the fish, white suckers. They have an annual spawning run up the creeks, and you just throw a night crawler out and wait for a sucker to bite, and people would catch them. And they the popular way was to smoke them, but some people would eat them on the bank, and you know that was common. Near in Canada, there's shore lunches all the time. I mean, you're out in the boat and you go on shore, you start a little fire, and you cook up fillet some walleyes or northern pike or whatever you have, and have a little shore lunch. But shore lunches are fun; they're a lot of fun. Eating off a paper plate out in the middle of the wilderness and enjoying your bounty right there as fresh as it can be.
You know, we were talking about getting the outside flat top.
Yeah.
And I was thinking the other night, we would have cooked a salmon. We were looking for a place to get a good salmon the other night, delivered to the house. And actually, there was nothing in Easton that had what we were looking for. There really wasn't.
Now you get smoked salmon, which
is good.
You
get smoked salmon, which is great, but we wanted just a nice piece of salmon. And
yeah.
I have a super recipe for it, and it comes out really, really good. But because we have a venting problem in our house, it inevitably sets off the fire alarm.
Yep.
And it's just a really good way to do a crispy skin salmon.
Why don't you share it?
I'm trying to remember how to do it, but it's with a really, really hot skillet on top of the stove. You
sear the skin.
Sear the skin, and then you leave that skin down, but you put it in a 400-degree oven after the skin sears, in a 400-degree oven, 450-degree oven, I have to look it up.
For not long.
We leave it in for like 3 minutes, but I think it's 6 minutes for well done, 2 to 3 minutes for rare, medium rare.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes out beautiful, but the reason we didn't do it in the house is because you get tired of fighting the smoke alarm.
Yeah.
But that would be, we could have done that if we had the outside
flat
top.
We could have done that, yep. Instead of doing it in the oven, we could have actually covered it on top of the grill.
Yeah. It would have been perfect, like a little cloche over top of it or something.
Let's talk to Randy. Good morning, Randy. Hello, Randy.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, good. Office is historic part of Ellicott City, and all of a sudden, but down by the river, I've seen more people than ever fishing down there, and apparently they're catching snakeheads.
Mm-hmm.
Really, in Ellicott City?
They're everywhere.
Yeah.
They're endemic. You're not going to stop them. They're everywhere.
Wow, but are they just, I mean, I've seen fish in there, but I've never really seen many people fishing before.
Mm-hmm.
Has the water gotten better, or are they just a hardier fish or something? Or?
Well, snakeheads are, they fight hard, and they're excellent table fare, so people are fishing for them.
He was worried about the water in that area.
The water quality?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I can't speak to that because I'm not familiar with the water quality there in Ellicott City. You know, there are certain places in this state I wouldn't even consider eating a fish or crab from. But, you know, I don't think there's any problem there with... Is that the Middle Patuxent?
Yeah, it's the Patuxent, yeah.
Yeah, I got it. I don't know that there's any issues.
Patapsco,
okay.
Yeah.
I don't know that there's any issues there. But, yeah, if that's what they're fishing for, they're, you know, snakeheads are they're everywhere. They're in every river system. They're in, you know, they're just a very, very hardy animal and very prolific. They don't just spawn one and done a year. I think they spawn four or five times a year. So their numbers are just exponentially exploding anywhere, and they grow fast. So people like to catch them. They like to eat them.
I still haven't tasted one.
You don't throw them back, right?
You have to. Nobody can make you kill something, but the state strongly suggests that if you catch one, you kill it. Take it out of the landscape. Just take it out of the water and do what you want to do with it.
So. Right. Okay.
They're not endangered by any means.
No, they're an invasive species.
And they are, yes, they are an invasive species. So.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
All right. Good luck. Thank you. Steve, good morning. Steve.
Morning. How are you?
Doing well. You?
Doing fine.
Good.
What I call it about, I'm listening to your show, and got a snow goose shoot Monday morning somewhere on the shore.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Not real sure. We get the notice, you know, about tomorrow evening, actually.
Right.
Going to invite you if you'd like to go.
Monday morning.
Limited amount of guys. Got about six guys. We'll do 12.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, it wasn't any fun, so kind of trying to keep it down to it, but invited if you'd like to go.
You're welcome to go.
Monday morning. Leave your number with Chris.
Okay.
Leave your number with Chris. I'll see what we can do.
Okay. He'll call you back one way or another, though.
Oh yeah, I'll call you back one way or another today. So,
okay.
What part of the shore?
Trap. Well, I'm from Trap.
Oh. So,
but the shoot will be, you know, I don't know where the guides will be taking us. We went to Delaware last year, which over near the bay, the Delaware Bay. But it could be. Somebody said they saw a good group up around Centerville, but that wasn't.
Oh, there's a ton in Centerville.
There's a ton of them.
Yeah,
but I don't know where they're going to be. I don't know.
Yeah, there's a ton of them in Centerville. There's
depends
a bunch.
Depends on where they are. You know?
Yeah, of course. There's a ton in Cecil County. Not near as many as there used to be, but Centerville seems to be like the epicenter right now.
It always has been.
Yeah.
Centerville has always had snow geese. But when we got home last night from the kids, the geese were going over and they were crazy. Did you hear them?
Mm-hmm. I didn't hear their actual call. It could have been Canada's. It could have been snows. I don't know.
They were loud.
the place I hunt in Queen Anne's County is it's great to sit there because the tundra swans come over and then the snow geese and then the Canada's, and I actually filmed the snow geese the other day. There were probably 4,000 or 5,000 of them in the air.
Nice.
Tell Chris, would you grab Steve's number, please?
Okay. Sure.
Okay, he'll get your number, Steve, and we'll give you a call back, okay?
Thanks, Steve.
Okay. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you. Okay,
yep.
Take care.
410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. I think we'll take our first break. What do you think, Robin?
I'm good for it.
Here, you want to read it?
No, if you practice with me during the week, I will do an ad.
All right. Alan Ellis here for Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a farmer, a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, or a weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts. No matter what your gear, if it's a tree stand or a tackle box or a toolbox or crab pots or tools, your Linex bedliner will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Give Bobby Hawkins a call at 410-487-6405. Catonsville Linex, just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on bedliner today.
Okay.
I'm hearing Chris in the background.
I can hear Chris in the background.
Hey, Chris, we can hear you in the background. I don't hear him now. And that's okay. Okay. You got through the fall. We're into winter now. We haven't had any measurable snowfall at all. Take a look at Backyard Billy's to see what you can put in your yard during this time of lockdown or even beyond that, because we're going to get beyond that, and it's time to take a look at what you can do to dress up your backyard for fun times with your family. Backyard Billy's in Graysonville, that's your go-to place for making backyards fun. You will find, when you pull in, a giant selection of colorful poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture, tables and chairs, especially those Adirondack chairs. You can see that entire selection from Route 50 as you drive by Exit 44. Now, in Backyard Billy's backyard, you're going to find swing sets and tiki bars and storage sheds. And they do free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to Maryland and Delaware beaches. That's a pretty good deal. Inside Backyard Billy's huge showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills by Traeger, Big Green Egg, and Kamado Joe. You can browse the great-looking garden decorations for any lifestyle, theme, and budget. And Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBillies.com or call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billies open 7 days a week, Route 50 at Exit 44. Your backyard is gonna look great. Clyde Sports Shop. While I was there the other day, I took a little mini inventory in my head about the Browning firearms and talked to Mr. Clyde about it. And he said he has, in stock, the A5, the Maxis, and the Gold Light 10. Gold Light 10-gauge shotgun. Now, all these are excellent waterfowl firearms, built for waterfowl hunting. The A5 is the most reliable, fastest cycling, best balance, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. It comes in Mossy Oak Shadow Grass Blades DuraTouch Camo. Has a fiber optic front sight, a humpback receiver, it's ergonomically balanced, and it's a recoil-operated kinematic drive system auto loader with a 100,000-rounder five-year guarantee. The Maxis is an auto loader shotgun designed for waterfowl hunting perfection. 3 and 3.5-inch chambers are available. The new power drive gas system reduces recoil. The Gold Light 10-gauge, another auto loader. All three of these are auto loaders. The Gold Light 10-gauge, the Gold Shotgun, a proven standard for auto-loading performance. Gas-operated auto-loader, 3.5-inch chamber, 10-gauge. Composite stock with DuraTouch armor coating. Mossy Oak camo with three standard Invector choke tubes so you can change them up for whatever you're after. There you are. All from Clyde Sports Shop. All Browning firearms your full-line Browning dealer at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108. Firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting, all at Clyde's Sports Shop. We'll be right back after this.
Well, the weekend features breezy west winds and a big upper-level low out to our west. It's kind of taken over the weekend forecast here in the Mid-Atlantic and up into New England. All the winter weather has pushed north up into New England, but we've got a few sprinkles around today. West breeze 47, low tonight, freezing downtown, and then mostly sunny for Sunday. Breezy west wind, high 50 degrees, 20s and 30s Sunday night and Monday night with highs in the 40s for much of the business week. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway, Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Crabs for the holidays? No problem. Call 410-557-CRAB for tasty steamed crabs at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland, 410-557-CRAB. That's 2722. www.madonnaseafood.com. Madonna Seafood is open every day at 11 a.m.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Tractor, yeah, I work these fields, sun up, sun down every day. I got a camo hat that says, get her done, and I believe in the American way. And I believe in God, and I believe I'll have a beer at the end of the day. 'Cause I'm bona fide, certified, basic, Eastern Shore, redneck, USA. A Remington 870 pump is in my pickup truck on the gun rack, and that's where she stays. I got a bumper sticker, says there ain't no life west of the Chesapeake Bay. I drink Budweiser beer in the 10-ounce can, most locals call it the Shore Thing. I'm bona fide, certified, basic, Eastern Shore, redneck, and USA.
While we listen to Bird Dog Wheeler fade into the background. Did you tell me Bird Dog just got married, Rob?
Yes, he did.
How about that? How about that? All right, Steve, good morning.
Hey, good morning to you.
What's going on?
I was talking to my sister over the last few weeks, and she lives over in Timonium and near the Rock Raven Reservoir area.
Yep.
And they have red fox,
right,
kind of creeping around at night in their neighborhoods, and because they have a little dog, she's always like, okay, if I take my dog out for a walk, is that red fox going to be out there, and will they maybe come into some kind of a confrontation with my little dog and get into some kind of bad melee? You think there's any kind of like wildcat urine or something that you could put around your property to kind of keep them from coming on? come onto the property?
No. Fox repellent? No. You're not going to stop them. Mm-mm. No, fox are pretty. They're pretty cagey. I mean, you know, I don't know that you would get into a confrontation with her dog if her dog's on a leash, unless, of course, she encounters a fox that may have rabies. And they are a vector species for rabies. But what I would be more concerned about would be having a confrontation with a coyote. A coyote will try to eat that little dog.
Oh, do you know if there's coyotes out that way?
There are. There are coyotes everywhere in Maryland.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if I'd be able to tell the difference between the two. Is coyotes like a little bit larger size or what?
Coyotes are large. Coyotes look like a German Shepherd. For the most part, there are different color faces. They range anywhere from a black color face to a blonde color face. But the one I'm looking at here in my in our back room is more of a blonde, isn't it? Pretty, isn't she?
Right.
So,
what about the weight difference between the two?
Fox probably weighs roughly 8 to 10 pounds. A coyote will go up to 40.
Okay, big weight difference then.
Big weight difference, yeah. Much taller, longer legs, longer tail. There shouldn't be any issues as far as.
I don't think I've ever seen a coyote. I'm calling from Parkville here.
Yeah, well, they're also, you know, they also dwell around. They also what did you say? Sneak around, creep around. They're also more nocturnal.
Nocturnal, yeah.
Yeah, like the all the wild canids are more nocturnal. So.
Yeah. Well, I noticed, too, even though people have lids on their trash cans, a lot of critters are drawn to that trash, especially when they get used to when trash night is.
Sure.
And they coming up.
Yeah, that would primarily be raccoons that are attracted to that. You know, if you leave your trash open out in the daytime, you're going to have crows picking at it, but the raccoons are the ones. The crows are the daytime raiders, and the raccoons are the nighttime raiders. So.
Yeah. Fortunately, I haven't seen too many raccoons.
Yeah.
I know I go trotting through Double Rock Park, and there's a couple of red fox down there. I haven't seen any coyotes. And there are a couple of deer down there, too, but not too many.
Right. Well,
you got time for one more question?
Sure.
I used to be in scouts, and I've never been much of a person to sleep outside on the ground for more than one night. I'm a light sleeper, and I don't sleep that easy anyway. It's one of the reasons why I'm calling you early in the morning. Have you ever found a satisfactory air mattress or ground cover that makes the sleeping bag more comfortable to sleep on the ground?
That's so funny because I was just looking at air mattresses 10 minutes ago on the online. So, no, we haven't yet.
We haven't found one yet, but there are a number of them available. If you look at your camping-oriented websites or stores, you can certainly find one that would work for you. Trouble with an air mattress and a sleeping bag in combination, one of them's going to slide off. You know, sleeping bag's going to slide off your air mattress, you know.
Yeah,
And that, you know, as soon as you turn over, you're on the ground anyway.
Yeah. I mean, they got some that got the felt kind of top on them now.
The what?
It's like a fabric top, like where it's not slippery.
Yeah. Okay.
That would work better.
That would be helpful.
I mean, the other thing you could do, too, is go to a big box hardware store and get that rubberized shelf liner.
Yeah, you could do that. Yeah,
put
you could
that
do
on.
That. Yeah.
Or you could just duct tape yourself to it.
Yeah, you could duct
there
tape
you
yourself, or you know,
when all else fails, duct tape.
Yeah, of course. You know, fence staples, anything like that.
We had a guy at work that used to fix hospital equipment like that. If I can't fix it, I'll duct tape it.
Duct tape. WD-40 and duct tape fixes anything, right?
So. Hey, you got time for a short story?
Real quick.
Okay, I used to be in scouts. This is like 50 years ago.
Right.
More than 50 years ago, so I'm 65 now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was in Troop 26. That was at a St. Ursula's Church.
Okay.
We were Broad Creek, Broad Creek, not Western Maryland.
Right.
We were Broad Creek. And they had us in these old army tents, and we were on these fold-up cots. And we had the sleeping bag on there. And during the night, when I had finally fallen asleep, some of my fellow Boy Scouts had pulled the end of my cot outside the tent, and it rained. And was like totally drenched when I woke up, and it was cold. It was miserable.
That's terrible.
Yeah,
yep.
But that's what we did.
I never was I was a Girl Scout, and I never enjoyed the outside part or the latrines or any of that.
Yep. All right, my friend, thanks for calling. We got to move along here.
All right. Talk to you next time. Bye.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Yep.
Bye.
So, Robin, do you know the difference between a hunter and a fisherman?
No.
A hunter lies in wait. A fisherman waits and lies.
Hmm.
That's from our buddy Joe. Sends us these jokes every week.
I like that.
I like it, too. I thought it was clever. Any callers on the line there, Chris?
No, sir.
No, sir.
Chris,
you sound so sad.
I know.
You sound so sad. You said you got a call from somebody who couldn't find ammunition.
Yeah, she just got her HQL.
Okay.
And she's getting the arm. She bought it from a shop up in Pennsylvania. She's getting
right.
the arm next week.
Right.
And I don't think that the people who sold it to her told her that there was an ammo shortage. So she was asking about prices, where to get various calibers, and she told me that she called Clyde. She's called a few other places.
Yeah.
She just can't find any, and she's getting a little upset because she said,
well,
I've got this gun, and I can't do anything with it.
Well, I'm sorry that she didn't do her homework ahead of time because
all stuff's short.
Everything's in shortage, especially when it comes to firearms. People been record during COVID. There's been record firearm sales across the country, and when you have that many people buying that many firearms, they're all going to want ammunition, and the manufacturers can't keep up. They can't keep up. It was explained to me one time by a manufacturer's representative, how the discount stores and the big boxes can sell ammunition at reduced prices over your mom-and-pop dealer. Do you know how they do that, Chris?
No. Please enlighten me.
Okay. Here's how it works. Let's say you got a big box store with 50 locations, and they order X million rounds or X thousands of boxes of ammunition, and that's their contract, okay? What happens is, rather than the manufacturer, like they do for the private businesses, for their, you know, for their independent dealers, where they do quality control and they pull one round off every 200, 250, 500 and check that round on that run, they let them run. So there's no real, you know, if you're running a million rounds, you're not checking every 200 or 250 or 500 rounds. They're just letting that contract run to get that the big box retailer's ammunition roll out the door. But on the independent dealers, they're doing more and better quality control checks. Do you think there's any merit in that?
No, but that explains why hand loaded cartridges are better.
Do you think there's any merit or any truth in the claim that the manufacturer's rep made about the fulfilling the large order with the lesser quality control?
I believe that it happens.
Okay, all right. He was adamant about it, so you know, I don't know. I don't know if that's true. So, it's amazing. It's amazing what happens out there in the real world. But, yeah, you tell your lady that she's not imagining this ammo shortage. It is real. So there you go. Let's talk to Bob on the line. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Hey, Bob.
I'm hanging in there. Hey, Miss Robin. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I just wanted to give you guys a shout out and ask you about the mute swan issue. Used to be a problem back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if what information you have about it now, if it's still a problem.
I remember that. There was a big deal about that.
Mute swans, yep. Mute swans are an invasive species in the Chesapeake region, And they were very ill-tempered and very aggressive, and they were competing with wild waterfowl for nesting sites. And the applied for relief from the federal government to get rid of the invasive species. They received the approval to eliminate the invasive species.
And the eggs.
Well, they oiled the eggs in the nest. They shot these animals on site. They actually went out in crews and basically shot and killed as many of the mute swans as they could find. They're easy to distinguish because they've got that distinctive orange patch on their bill.
Yes.
You know, easy to distinguish from a tundra swan, which has an all-black bill. But yes, the mute swan, that raised a lot of concern because, oh, they're so pretty.
Yeah.
They're so pretty, but, you know, they're disrupting the eggs of the natural wild species that are nesting in the Chesapeake region, ducks and geese. And, you know, they were actually destroying wild waterfowl nests and so forth. And then they were taking over the nesting site. So.
Well, I heard they ate the seaweed too. They were eating all the seaweed.
They were not good for the submerged aquatic vegetation. That's correct. That's correct. Whereas a Canada goose is a grazer, and they'll nip the tops off of the grasses. The mute swans would pull the submerged aquatic vegetation up by the roots. And deplete the SAV beds.
He used to feed them. He used to go down Padden Creek and feed them. Mm-hmm. And they actually put a fence up and stopped it.
Yeah.
Because they were so much against it and trying to get rid of them.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't seen one. I haven't seen one in 5 or 6 years. I can't remember the last time I saw one. So.
I see some every now and then.
Do you?
I mean,
yeah. I think the last one I saw in the, quote, wild was over at the Chesapeake Environmental Center. And that's been 5 or 6 years ago, if not longer. And that was those are the last two I've seen. So, but thanks. Good question.
Okay. I just wanted to let you know it's my birthday. I just turned 21.
Again? Well, happy birthday.
For the third time.
I like
pretty
it.
Good.
I like it. Oh, man.
All right, y'all.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Okay.
Take care. Bye-bye. Good one. Do you have a beautiful fireplace that you never use? Well, Robin and I did, too. Just a hole in the wall here in the back room. It sucked all the heat out of the room. Big open chimney, you know, that type of thing. Even with the damper shut, it was still cold back here, wasn't it?
Uh-huh.
Well, we fixed all that.
We never used this back room.
No, we never used the back room, but now we do all the time. Well, I mean, we spend more time here than we do in the rest of the house. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's fixed our problem with that big hole in the wall. Hearth America is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. And it's Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. You'll see both business cards in the same rack. Another name for a business that's, you know, under the same roof. Robin and I selected Backyard Billy's to supply our Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert after disappointing visits to several other Delmarva locations. They did the installation, Backyard Billy's did, and they have provided us with unmatched, friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We both enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro and Regency brands, and now's the perfect time to own a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove, your choice, from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop by the showroom, Route 50 at Exit 44. Be ready for the cold weather now. Visit BackyardBillies.com or the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's, open 7 days a week. Route 50, Exit 44. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. Now, I'm looking at these firearms here at Clyde Sports Shop. I want to talk a little bit about bolt-action rifles. I'm going to give you three examples. The X-Bolt, extremely accurate, bolt-action, big game hunting perfection. All standard Magnum and short Magnum calibers available. It's got an adjustable feather trigger, detachable rotary magazine. It's the X-Bolt. It's a beautifully finished, appointed firearm. Then there's the AB3, which is a reasonably priced bolt-action gun from Browning. It's called the Stalker Long Range. Comes in 6.5 Creedmoor, 308, 7mm Remington Magnum, and 300 Winchester Magnum. It's got a 26-inch barrel, and it's the one you want for shooting long range. Got the long-range calibers. It's got the longer barrel, so it's ready to go. Then you've got the Hell's Canyon models of X-Bolt. These are the ones in the arid urban camouflage. These are the ones with the DuraTouch composite stock, the Cerakote finished fluted sporter barrel with a threaded muzzle brake, detachable rotary magazine, a short throw bolt, adjustable trigger, bolt-action rifle. The Hell's Canyon Speed models, you ought to see them. They're beautiful. In three different categories, Speed, Long Range, and McMillan. The Speed's a little shorter. The Long Range and the McMillan models have the 26-inch barrel for long-range shooting as well. It comes in select calibers. If you're looking for long-range shooting and you're looking for a cool-looking firearm, the X-Bolt Hell's Canyon from Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. The phone number is 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108. That's Clyde Sports Shop. .com, two S's in the middle on their website for firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting. It's Clyde Sports Shop. Linex spray-on bedliners provide unmatched protection for your truck bed with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a farmer, a hunter, a crabber, a contractor, or a weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Whether it's tree stand or tackle boxes or toolboxes or crab pots or any kind of tools, your Linex bedliner will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex, just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Give Bobby Hawkins a call at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories, too. And they even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex in Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on or truck bed liner and truck gear today. And we'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway, Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Crabs for the holidays? No problem. Call 410-557-CRAB for tasty steamed crabs at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland, 410-557-CRAB. That's 2722. www.MadonnaSeafood.com. Madonna Seafood is open every day at 11 a.m.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
They're rioting in Africa. They're starving in Spain. There's hurricanes in Florida, and Texas needs rain. The whole world is festering with unhappy souls.
The French hate the Germans. The Germans hate the Poles. Italians hate Yugoslavs. South Africans hate the Dutch. And I don't like anybody very much. But we shall be thankful and tranquil and proud. For man's been endowed with a mushroom-shaped cloud. And we know for certain that some lovely day someone will set the spark off and we will all be blown away. How nice. They're rioting in Africa. There's strife in Iran. What nature does.
Well, who are you going to tick off with that one?
I don't care if I tick anybody off. So. That's the Kingston Trio, the Merry Minuet.
I know, I love it. I mean, I love the music and everything. It's great. It's just.
Yeah, when times were different.
Yep.
Yes, they were.
People had thicker skin.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, bingo.
Bingo is right. Bingo is right. So, I just got a text from, or an email from a listener. It said, my employer used to run the Lake City Ammo Plant for the last 5 years, main supplier of small arms ammo for the military. Lake City is a GOCO, government-owned contractor-operated facility. Winchester won it away this year, the contract. The government requires visual inspection of each round. Every so many rounds, destructive testing is required where the round is taken apart to ensure all components are there. So there you go.
That answers your question.
Well, I don't know if that works with all the manufacturer, with all the manufacturers' assembly lines or not, but... I am only relating a story from manufacturer's rep. I have not seen this or cannot prove it by myself. 410 WCBM 680. Do we have time at all for another call?
I would think when it
call?
Came to ammo, you've
no,
got to have
don't.
All kinds of restrictions.
Oh, I'm sure you do. I'm sure you do.
I mean, let's be honest. Who knows?
Sure. I understand. But we do know there's a shortage of it, that's for sure. So, I do know that Clyde's is getting a pretty healthy shipment of 9mm. Whether they got it yesterday or
it's
today,
gone today.
It'll be gone as soon as they get it. There's no question. But 9mm, if anybody's looking for 9mm, you'll have to wait till it comes in. It'll be first come, first serve, I'm sure. So,